producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's a simple question. Should I get the flu vaccine?
We can't tell whether the vaccine won't work or will just work less well.
Say what?
Robert Scott Bell.
The most common strain can't be prevented with a vaccination.
The vaccine won't work.
This mother from Southeast got her flu shot, yet here she sits, sick with flu.
Don't! Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
They didn't guess that that was going to be the predominant virus.
The medical community tries to pick the most common viruses.
Hey, Rocky, watch me pull a rabbit out of my hat.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, second delicious hour of the Robert Scott Bell Show coming at you live from Vitality Bistro in historic little Mount Dora. And it's a wonderful, delicious place. You go organic, you go raw, and you will be uplifted with the food that is available here. The juices, I drank a Rastafarian earlier. No, not that's not a Rastafarian from Jamaica. It's a raw Rastafarian. It's a fun smoothie with all kinds of yummy stuff in it. And so we're having a blast here. And right as we were going to the news break at the end of the hour, I had a big smile on my face because guess who showed up? A good buddy, Casey Krejci.
Yay,
Casey from Living Fuel up here to celebrate with us. And Casey, I just so good to see you. You're just exuding the vitality we love to be here on the show.
Happy birthday, brother. I wouldn't miss it.
Thank you. Now, I'm holding on to the 40s for a couple of more days, but this is the unofficial celebration since we're all together, raw and real and happening. And Morgan, our assistant producer, is here, of course. Super Don making it sound so good where he is. Justin on the board, and you can call us at 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355. If you don't know Casey, you just hadn't been around paying attention because Living Fuel is the fuel that you want to get. We'll talk a little bit about it. His book, Super Health Diet, The Super Health Diet, amazing bestseller, been out for years, and smart as a whip. And TMB, Ty Bollinger and I, we talk about how smart you are. It's just ridiculous.
Well, I just try to pay attention to what's going on.
Yeah, well, and you do well. You do very well. So this hour we've got some more news stories, one out of Australia we're going to start with, and it relates to a medicine called homeopathy, right? Homeopathic medicine. Now, it turned out when I was 24 years of age, that's when I met my first homeopathic doctor. And that was kind of a scary word because I don't know about you, but I never heard the word homeopathy until that moment in my life at 24 years of age. Casey, when did you first hear the word homeopathy?
You know, I think that you hear naturopathy and homeopathy and all these things and you kind of blend them together and you all think they're the same thing. But when you actually pay attention, so I can say maybe probably 30 years old.
30, you see, same thing. And Morgan, did you ever hear about it growing up? I mean, you're a millennial. You're youngin.
Right. No, a couple of years ago for me as well, when I was finally ready to look for some alternatives after so many years with the allopathic care.
Right. So. And Ty Bollinger and I wrote in Unlock the Power to Heal about the Flexner Report of 1910, which kind of sets the history of the 20th century where it wiped out homeopathic medical schools, herbal medical schools, eclectic medical schools, went after chiropractic, naturopathy, you mentioned, Casey. And so by the time we were growing up, mid to latter part of the 20th century, it was almost gone from history.
Now, the Sunset Law left a few very elderly homeopaths
alive, right? Other than that, you'd be lucky to find one, and much less know what it was. And at 24, to find homeopathy, it took a Belgian man who emigrated to the United States to try and bring it back for me, and it changed and saved my life. So for me, as a homeopath, I mean, I don't go out, I don't even talk about homeopathy every show because I realize how foreign it is still for many of us, but it's starting to change. People are coming back. But the reality is it transformed my life. I wouldn't be here alive and thriving without it. Now, am I saying it's the only thing? No, but it was a key starting point for my recovery as I worked to detoxify my liver. And it was a mess at the first, right? And then I began to use supplementation, whole food nutrition, in case you know about Living Fuel, whole foods and things. And it changed my life around to here, nearing the half century mark, nearing, I say. And I didn't know at 24 if I would be alive in my 40s because I had parents, grandparents, others that had suffered with serious diseases, including a lot of cancer in my family, like Ty Bollinger had.
You know, interesting that that the homeopathy was the medicine here in Florida. So how recent was that? Is that
40s or 50s?
40s or 50s.
Yeah.
And even today, I don't know if you've seen the studies. I'm sure you have. The studies on homeopathic vaccination and how it actually raises the levels of immunity dramatically better than the pharmaceutical counterpart
right.
or copy.
Yeah.
Essentially, the pharmaceuticals have copied the concept of delivering a small amount of a virus or to bring immunity, but that really is a homeopathic concept.
And what you're bringing to light is something called nosodes, which are homeopathic preparations of these pathogens, if you will, in a safe form, killed, completely unable to cause disease. And we've got a homeoprophylaxis conference coming up later in the year in St. Petersburg, Florida, which I encourage everybody that wants to learn more about that, because that'll be the wave. Once people realize how dangerous and useless in many ways, worse than useless, dangerous that these vaccines are, they're going to look to something else.
Right. Well, and as we're looking at this article, which will be linked in the show notes, I think it's so interesting that it's really all about the spin, because they're talking about, just as you were saying, Casey, the concept that you're working with in homeopathy is similar to what they're trying to do with vaccines. But the way that they phrase it in this article is about how this can't be any more useful than a placebo. But vaccines obviously are the solution for all of mankind. So it really just depends on who's writing the article and what their PR people are trying to put out there. And that's why it's so important to be able to do your own research and read between the lines.
You know, I'm always amazed when people condescendingly speak about placebo.
Yes, yes.
If placebo wasn't a legitimate effect, it wouldn't be in all the studies, double-blind, placebo-controlled.
Right.
Because it's a legitimate effect. So if you believe in what you're doing, it's going to help the process to start with. But when you have things like vaccines that, I mean, even this week you probably reported on the stories of the vaccinated people are carriers, and they've had this group had six rounds of vaccination, and they still getting these
The diseases. And by the way, when you mention placebo-controlled studies, guess what are not? Vaccine studies, not placebo-controlled. Yeah. In fact, the placebos contain some of the same toxins so that the adverse events are not as obvious. And they go, oh, no, it's not worse. It's the same, right?
Well, and vaccines are such a wonderful solution. Why are vaccine companies not liable for anything that could possibly go wrong? Like, they had to enact this whole system of laws to protect them from us, but there's nothing to protect the people
getting the vaccine. Listening will understand now that the way pediatricians work now, many of them, unless you will receive vaccinations, they will not see your child as a patient.
Correct.
Why? Because the second that needle enters your kid, they no longer have liability for what happens. If they don't vaccinate, then they're practicing, quote, outside of the standard of care, and then they have liability that they wouldn't otherwise have.
By the way, we in Orlando area, there's a wonderful physician by the name of Cornelia Franz. We've had her on a number of times, and it's absolutely terrific that there are physicians willing to speak out on this subject matter. Now, Super Don, you were talking about the placebo effect, too, and Casey Krejci picked right up on that, because this study says 0 out of 68 trials, it shows nothing. Of course, there are many other trials that show efficacy and validity. What's the problem with the placebo, Super Don? Why do people have a problem with placebo?
I don't understand. Well, I don't understand. You know how many people are healed by placebos?
Exactly.
I mean, there is a whole organization that is investigating the power of the placebo. I mean, the placebo has been given extreme credibility as being something that will heal people. And as far as I'm concerned, you know what? If somebody wants to take something, and if it helps them or it heals them, then who's going to stand in the way of telling that person they can't take that? Whether they can discern at some point whether it has that magic active ingredient that they can put their finger on and go, see, you know, that's why it works. If it works, it works. Just get the hell out of the way and let people do what they want to do to heal themselves.
Well, that's why this is an issue of freedom. I mean, I'm not going to convince a skeptic of the validity of homeopathy because it falls outside of their
You can't do it.
Their world
you might as well not even try.
Yeah, and well, we don't.
Well, I want to talk about conventional doctors. You know, you talk to a person going to, say, a cardiologist, and if you can interview the cardiologist, and if you could say, doctor, I have this situation. Let's just say it's arrhythmia. I have arrhythmia, and I'm going to go to the doctor, and I'm going to ask him, could you tell me five patients that's come to you with this problem that no longer have that problem?
Right.
Okay? And so the answer is always going to be, well, of course not. Mm-hmm. We don't cure problems. We just actually try to make your journey a little easier until you die.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
And they can't guarantee anything. They don't want to make you any promises, you know, with their type of treatment, but they also don't want you to try any other treatment.
Right. And listen, I know we're dealing with paradigm-type level issues. We have the skeptics, and again, we're skeptical. We don't accept things on face value because someone says it. We'll investigate and analyze. There's nothing wrong with skepticism, healthy skepticism, but a closed mind is a terrible thing. And when you shut down to the possibility that energy matters, isn't that a funny thing to say, energy matters, because we got energy and matter. But in fact, energy impacts on matter. If you've ever stuck your finger in a light socket, you'll know energy impacts matter. The reality is there's a world well beyond the five senses, even though the five senses can be engaged in detecting energy. And that's what we're dealing with, subtle, safe forms of medicine, but not patentable, not as profitable as the synthetic patented petrochemicals, which the Flexner Report brought out a monopoly in the 20th century. But how powerful is it if you can erase history and have nobody know that it's been erased? What can you do? You control the future, do you not?
Well, if you fail to learn the lessons of history, you're doomed to repeat it. If you don't know them, you're going to repeat it.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the play here. And so these people are really upset that homeopathy has not been eliminated for 200-plus years. And I'm thinking, if it really had zero impact, it wouldn't have lasted 10 years when Dr. Hahnemann was trying to
still be talking about it.
You know, he's out there in the late 18th century, early 19th century, a new form of medicine, and it just takes off around the world, all over Europe, and now it's a worldwide medicine. You can't do that with zero efficacy. Mm-hmm. You don't have enough. The PR wasn't that good.
No, I mean, how many drugs do we know about that are given as standard of care that we know don't work or we know are dangerous, but yet they're still given as standard of care?
Right.
Why aren't those taken off the market? We have legitimate reasons to take those off the market. When you're talking about things like acylcoxinum, we talk about that. Is that from Germany?
Yeah, it's from France. Homeopathics from France.
Yeah. Well, now look at every drugstore in the United States of America. You can go buy acylcoxinum.
They care. Mm-hmm. And by the way, no one can say that. You said it so well.
Well,
that's Casey Krejci.
My 9-year-old can say it because he's taking it.
Awesome. That is great, great news. Casey, by the way, we're almost up on a break. In your book, Super Health Diet, available through Amazon.
Yes.
Also, livingfuel.com. Livingfuel.com for everybody that wants the best superfood on the planet. And you've got so many unique formulations that people aren't aware of yet if they haven't read about it or gone to livingfuel.com.
Well, interestingly, it's a wholemeal superfood. The difference in Living Fuel and anything that exists is you can live on it breakfast, lunch, and dinner for as long as you chose to go. So it's the most broad-spectrum, highest antioxidant wholemeal superfood that exists.
So when you're not here at Vitality Bistro, you got to be eating some Living Fuel.
Well, you have a bag full over there for your birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I am.
He's going to live another 50 years now. Watch out.
Thank you, Casey. Casey's so wonderful. We got some fun stuff to do. We got a coffee story coming up. I don't know if it's going to make Super Don happy or angry. I don't know. We're going to get to a coffee story. So stand by for that. Lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. RobertScottBell.com, live from Vitality Bistro.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. Hira's probiotic contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Sense out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
I want to say thanks, special thanks to Perucia and the Vitality Bistro for hosting us again. Wonderful, wonderful place. You just leave uplifted. Just such good quality. They care. They put some love into the food here. And if you ever make it over to Mount Dora, go to Vitality Bistro. Right now we continue this hour with special friend, special guest. This is going to be special. Oh, he's one of my special friends. What do you mean? Put him on the short bus. Oh, no, don't say that. Casey Krejci with Living Fuel. It's so good to see you. I'm so glad.
Pleasure to be here, bro.
Two of your kids here, they're bright as can be. In fact, your daughter has a hit record on the top AC, top 40 AC charts.
Adult Contemporary Top 40, number 26, Grace Krejci.
Grace Krejci, and which song is she doing?
She did Fly Me to the Moon by Frank Sinatra for his 100th birthday.
Oh, my gosh. I can't wait to hear that.
It's completely reworked. It's amazing.
Right? Oh, incredible. Incredible. And then, of course, we have the KHA brothers.
Cosgrove, they're number 8 this week on the same chart.
And their song is?
Of The Way You Look Tonight. There's another anniversary song for Frank Sinatra.
Oh, my gosh. This is so cool. I love the music that's surrounding us here in this. And, of course, Morgan's here. Super Don, I warned you about this story. I don't know whether you're going to like it or not. Last hour, Morgan was talking along with Connie about their difficulty in utilizing coffee because their GI systems were so corrupted, and there's high purine content, alkaloids, different things that could be difficult. But this story tends to be a little more positive here. On CNN covered this. It says drinking more coffee may help prevent alcohol-related cirrhosis.
So does that mean you have to drink a lot of alcohol first to receive the benefits of the coffee?
See, there she goes. Morgan is thinking again.
Let's order around, people.
Well, it's interesting because what they found was that the consumption of coffee or increased consumption of coffee could help reduce the effects of cirrhosis of the liver. Now, I mean, listen. Okay, cirrhosis is not solely caused by the over consumption of alcohol. There are other ways that that can happen, but
sure.
They need to focus on that it counteracts cirrhosis of the liver from over consumption of alcohol. Well, it seems to me that way you prevent cirrhosis is by not over consuming alcohol. You don't want to use coffee as a way to counter that.
Right. It is an excuse, right?
Interestingly, though, there are studies now that shows that coffee is the number one source of antioxidants in the American diet. Now, that's a very sad statement, but a true statement.
Yeah. Okay,
but when you think of coffee...
Well, it's the number one drug in America, too.
Number one drug. But so since that is the source of antioxidants, I mean, how much more antioxidants do people need? I mean, you have a little coffee and you pour milk in there. People say, you know, what is the issue with coffee? I say, you know, first of all, you take the coffee beans and you grind them. The coffee beans started out being the most pesticidal crop on the planet.
Mm.
Secondly, you grind them. So the second you grind them, it starts the oxidation process. You've got oxidized contaminants. Then you put in the bleach white filter, and the bleach white filter has dioxin in it, which is the most cancer-causing substance ever studied by the Environmental Protection Agency.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Then you pour the tap water in there that has, you know what, all the problems with tap water.
Right.
And then you put it in the cup, and you pour the pink stuff or the green stuff and that little milk that's been in a little thing for 2 years or whatever, and you mix it. I say, I can see pouring on the ant bed because it will kill the ants, but I can't see drinking it in that form.
Right.
So you have
right.
to mitigate the levels along the way in order to make it healthy.
Nicely said. Also, Super Don, I would think that one of the best ways to mitigate liver issues is not to drink it, but to put it in the other end.
Just stop. You know what? We were talking about vaccine hesitancy in the first segment of the show, how that was a good thing. Well, wouldn't then coffee enema hesitancy also be something that could be considered as okay?
Oh, well, no, not if you have cancer, for instance. You know, my good buddy, God rest his soul, Dr. Nicholas Gonzalez, you know, with Dr. Kelly, he said every cancer patient needs to be on coffee, but a different way. Because of the impact on the liver to detoxify it. But I think it is fascinating, Casey, the way you went through that, to recognize, listen, coffee has medicinal value. It has antioxidant capacity. Of course, how do they grow it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when do they grind it? How do they store it? All of those factors go into how do you utilize a substance of creation appropriately.
So 90 different pesticides. Okay, so grind the beans yourself. So get organic, grind the beans yourself, use water from
purified
well,
water.
Like we have our Echo water at home. Casey has it too. We got the molecular hydrogen, all that cool stuff. But yeah, all of that matters.
And what you put in it. I mean, learn to, if you like coffee, I always say people don't like coffee, they like sugar and milk. Okay.
Yes.
So if you drink the coffee black, then if it's so bitter you can't drink it, probably you shouldn't drink it. Because
right.
that's the oxidized contaminants we're talking about. So enjoy it, organic coffee.
Yeah. Interesting. All right. Well, great discussion here with Casey Krejci. We've got a special edition of the Robert Scott Bell Show. Almost 50th anniversary. Not
half
of this show, but of the guy that hosts it, whoever he is. Anyway. All right, we got lots more healing to go. Coming back from live from the Vitality Bistro. Check it out. Show notes are going to be up. Or are they up now? Where are they?
They're on their way.
They're on their way. Morgan's working it while we're on the show here. RobertScottBell.com. Check it out. Say thanks to all our wonderful guests and sponsors.
Live around the world, the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell.
The lining of your lungs is supposed to be protected with glutathione to neutralize incoming irritants. In the absence of enough glutathione, your lungs are more prone to irritation. Listen to the real-world results of one man using a powerful glutathione-supporting food.
Hi, my name is Bill O'Brien. I generally suffer through an asthmatic breathing-type situation. My breathing is shallow and generally constricted in the nose and lungs. After consuming One World Way today, I have tremendous energy and also notice my breathing is free. I can feel the air in my left nostril, and it is free all the way to my abdomen, which is pretty remarkable because I rarely get that feeling. Being a singer, I love feeling this unrestricted voice. The only thing new I've actually added to my routine is One World Way. Wow.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Roberts.
In the Super Health Diet by Casey Krejci, there's an interesting thing. Casey, you were just talking about the Orax antioxidants. We were talking about coffee. And interesting in your book, right as Chapter 11 starts, there's a big chart here where you compare the living fuel to the popular antioxidants. And you know, I know the living fuel rocks. We love it. We eat it all the time. But the question about what's out there as antioxidants in products or foods And I think there's a lot of confusion on the antioxidants.
It's completely. The whole market is about confusion. I mean, you have these wine bottle antioxidant companies, and you have the, you know, people say you need to take vitamin C, or you need to take vitamin E, or you need to take, you know, eat your vegetables and your fruits and whatever. All those are true, but antioxidant is a broad category that includes all kinds of oxygen radicals, free radicals. So you have these hydroxyl, peroxyl, peroxide, nitrite, superoxide, anum, and singlet oxygen. All are categories that if you take vitamin C for singlet oxygen, for instance, if you look at the examples there, I'm not exactly sure which one, but say you have one antioxidant and you think you're trying to solve one particular oxidant problem, it'd be like, you know, pouring gas on or water on your fire trying to get it to burn, because it's like useless. One antioxidant can be useless against another radical category.
Sure.
So you have to cover the broad spectrum of antioxidants if you're going to deal with it. Like I said, it's like having five holes in your boat.
Right.
And if you have ORAC, you know one hole is plugged.
Yeah.
Because it's peroxyl radical.
Right.
So if you have a high ORAC, that doesn't mean you have high broad spectrum antioxidants.
And you mentioned it, and this is a cool way, because a lot of folks have run into like the wine bottle antioxidant drinks where they're supposed to take a little teaspoon or tablespoon of it, and they claim a monster number value. But when you started drilling down on that value, it wasn't what they were promoting.
No, because first of all, it was per bottle, not per serving. And I would say, generally speaking, most of those wine bottle antioxidants, people would be better off to take them than what they're currently doing.
Sure.
It's just not an effective, cost-effective way to get that level of antioxidants. And secondly, it's not a broad-spectrum answer to the oxidant problem.
Right, right. Excellent, excellent. Well, listen, there was a question of the day that came in asking about spirulina as a supplement. In terms of, you've been working with superfoods for years, so you kind of know the nuances, ins and outs. You're also good buddies with our friend Mike Adams, who analyzes this stuff to the point where we kind of really get to know what this stuff is, what's good, what's bad. They were specifically asking about spirulina, your perspective.
The algaes are amazing. I mean, the algaes really are they have a huge place in future of medicine. Obviously, they're the history of medicine, if you think about it.
Yeah.
But the future of medicine, so algae are spirulina and chlorella. Chlorella growth factor is a tremendous RNA growth factor. We have that in the fuel also. It's a tremendous RNA growth factor, which is really good for, you know, helping your DNA and so many different things in the body. And then you got these so potent food. It's almost perfect food. You're talking about spirulina and chlorella and there's all those. And you got astaxanthin. You got all these things that come from the same, you know, algaes and seaweeds and those kind of things. Amazing.
We still have to be cautious about how or where they're grown, what they may be exposed to environmentally, of course.
And what's in them. Yeah, exactly. Because they are a magnet for that kind of stuff. So it has to be grown in a pure environment. It has to be certified.
Yeah, exactly. So we don't want to just say go out and grab anything from Squalmart, for instance.
Right.
Because they're selling stuff like this now and they tend to be not the same quality we would like.
Absolutely.
Yeah. By the way, I'm watching Connie from last hour. She was a special guest eating a beautiful organic salad here. You talk about living fuel there. Right? That's
absolutely
the food that we want to eat here, yeah?
Yeah, well, people aren't getting enough greens to start with, and we know the power of greens, blood cleansing, and so many other positive effects. So the greens that are the broccoli, spinach, kale, spirulina, chlorella, you know, barley grass, those are amazing things for longevity and for health.
Mm-hmm. So this question or comment comes in, who wrote this? Dennis, I think. And he says, you have talked numerous times with Dr. Bitar, Ty Bollinger, Superdon. My producer, Super Don, he's one of our cast of characters here, and they refer to you, Super Don. I love it. And others regarding how people seem to be in a trance as they do not appear to have the ability to see things clearly or have discernment. He says, I know Mike Adams has mentioned that people with heavy metal toxicity tend to have a reduced ability to think things through. Again, that's the whole thing about clarity of thought, willingness to ask questions. If you're so toxic, it's hard to do that. Even if you have the thought, you just don't have the energy, right? So he says, I've sent you comments before, and I'm the one who started a nutrition and supplement program to address an elevated blood pressure issue. It was normal by current MD standards in about 2 weeks. I've been on this program a little over 3 years, and people at work have been giving me a hard time since my transformation. I look younger and better, asking me if I'm going to try and live forever. I'm about the age of Ty Bollinger. My reply has been, I won't live forever, but I want to live as healthy as long as I am able to live. Isn't it? I mean,
it's not about being older longer. It's about being younger longer.
Right.
So we all want to grow young, right?
What's your health span?
What's your health span? See, interestingly, what we don't realize is that 100 years ago, the average sugar intake was 5 pounds per year per person on the average. And today, it's grown to 150 pounds per person per year on the average.
Oh, insane.
Somebody is eating our sugar. So you think about the insanity of that, exactly, and that we know that one meal of carbohydrate, we're talking about just the nutritional impact, one meal of carbohydrate, 100 grams of carbohydrate, so you have a couple of pieces of pizza, right? It'll drop your immunity by 90% within 15 minutes for several hours.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's interesting when you talk about a blood sugar blast like that. They did tests and they showed that the immune markers would literally go down from 16 to 1.6 in 15 minutes and last for several hours. So we all have viruses floating around. You may never get sick, but if you drop your immune wall, boom,
right,
there you go.
Again, living fuel matters, living food matters. Dennis continues. He says, earlier this week, a person from another department and I were talking food in the kitchen break room at work. Their comment was, eating healthy foods only adds 3 years to your life. It's not worth it. I replied that 3 years is 3 years. I then asked if there were any difference in the quality of life between a person who ate the standard American diet or a healthier diet. This person did not know. And then he asked, how do people go from the philosophy that 3 years is not worth it to choosing conventional medicine with serious and major direct effects? He knows it's not side effects, direct effects. I like my listeners. They're so smart here. Trying and hoping to reduce the symptoms or even cure a chronic health condition or a serious disease when that conventional medical approach claims it might give them a few more weeks or months to live. That's a good point, Dennis raises.
Excellent point. Dennis, good job here. Now, I remember one situation. My wife and I went to see my dad when he was alive, and he was so, just barely could communicate. When we left, Monica said, I don't know if we're going to see him again.
Mm.
And so I went to the nurse's table. I said, give me his med sheet, please. He's on 17 different meds. Okay.
Mm.
And I called the doctor. You get him off everything that doesn't just keep him alive this minute. Get off everything. And so next time I saw him, he's clear as can be. So he talked about toxicity buildup.
Yeah.
The way to build toxicity, since if you're over 60 years old, you're on 5 or 6 drugs on the average. And once you go beyond 5 drugs, it's impossible to predict the clinical effect. That's why they adjust drugs all the time.
Sure.
So the point here is my dad, there's an absolute thing called drug-induced dementia. We know about that in medicine. And so drug-induced dementia, people are walking around and they're clueless. They're not really focused. They feel like they're in a cloud. They don't remember stuff that well. And they're going through life this way, medicated.
Yeah.
And same thing with bad food. We ate the other day, and this young girl wanted to know if she could eat french fries. We were accidentally brought to the table. Joshua said it's like eating a plate of cigarettes.
Cigarettes, right. Yeah, that's great. Now, listen, if you're going to eat french fries, make sure they're organic and fry them up in something that's saturated
coconut
and doesn't
oil.
Break down. Coconut oil or something like that. By the way, this week I was on the Jerry Doyle show again. You know Jerry Doyle? Great guy. He was on Babylon 5. He was a test pilot. He's a Wall Street guy. He's a kind of a Renaissance man, does so many things. And now he's, a great talk show host friend. And I've been counseling him over the years. He had been on his show. Great guy. And he absorbs this stuff, right? He reads the book that I wrote with Ty Bollinger. He's loving it. And this week he was sick. I was scheduled to be on a show. He was sick. I wondered what happened, and I heard rumor that he went to a fast food restaurant and ate and got sick. And so he had me on his show Friday. I was ready to go on the show and blast him. We love each other, so it's not, we're good friends. But before he could bring me up, I'm hearing what he's saying. He's preempting me. He's like, listen, I've been listening to Robert for years. I went out and I went to the drive-thru and I got sick. And Robert's been saying to me, that the time that you can go eat the fast food you used to eat with no problem and you get sick is that you're actually getting healthier. I was like, when he brought me out, I said, Jerry, now I can't blast you. You get it exactly right because you've been doing so many good things compared to where you were that you actually reacted, responded accordingly to food that was less than optimal for you.
If you go on a fuel fast, for instance, for a week, and then you go back to your normal diet, because a lot of docs will do this. There are people that they don't know what they're allergic to. They don't know what they're sensitive to. And so when you put them on a fuel fast, I mean, 3 fuels a day for a week, and then you say, okay, now go back to your normal diet, but pay attention. What is the food that you had the problem with will hurt. You will have a symptom when you eat it, but we walk around eating these things all the time. We have subclinical response. We're so dull to it, we don't realize.
Exactly. So it was a great learning and teaching experience on a show that's going out to more of a mainstream audience that not necessarily already here with us. But Jerry Doyle, hats off to JD because he's picking this up and he's communicating it to an audience that would never hear it. And they're learning through him. Yeah.
If I could just get back to one of Dennis's points was, you know, how do you help people make this mind shift? I just want to throw out there that I know so many people who are kind of in the grind, like we were talking about earlier. They're working this 9-to-5 job. They may not love it. They're taking their work home. They're working on the weekends. A lot of times in our society, people are in circles where it's not cool to be picky about your health. It's not cool to question what it is that you're eating. So it's easier to just go with the flow, eat what the people around you are eating, not make a fuss at work about needing to, you know, drink more water or get up and walk around type of thing. A lot of environments are not friendly to that. So I think one of the biggest ways that we can help the people around us is by making it okay to question those things, making it okay to, like, hey, if you have to stand out and be the weird one who gets up and stands at work or, you know, bounces on your little exercise ball, do that because you're making it okay for everybody else to do it too.
I talk about being a fool for God, right?
Mm-hmm.
We know that the food of God, of creation, is what we need to be eating. We can't desecrate our temple and expect not to have a consequence.
Right.
And if you're willing to be a fool for that, I mean, I've been out there, and I don't go out thinking I want to be a fool. I'm silly and happy and goofy. It's just my nature. But I've stood out when I learned that the food matters and I switched my diet. I would go to places and I wouldn't eat the food. And I was like explaining, please don't be offended. Mm-hmm. You know, I love you. It's not about that. But I can't, my body cannot tolerate this. I was very ill.
Right.
And if they don't afford you that respect and understanding, then maybe they're not really your friends at that moment. You might have to distance until they understand that. But we also want to give peace for those, for instance, who choose chemotherapy, right? If they're not with us on other ways to go, we still want to give them the love and support.
Absolutely.
As well.
The chemotherapy thing, I mean, even if you're going to do chemotherapy, the research is clear that if you take antioxidants before and during and after,
you can survive
your lifespan is dramatically longer than it otherwise would be.
Right, because those good fuels, like living fuels, support your healthy cells. They do nothing to support cancer cells. That's the thing you need to know. All right, we're going to take a break. We got one more segment here live from the Vitality Bistro in Mount Dora, VitalityBistro.com, linked up in the show notes at RobertScottBell.com. Having a blast with my good buddy Casey Krejci as well, Morgan, Super Don, everybody, thank you for being here. Tell your friends, one more segment of Broadcast Healing for today.
What did you say that masked man was?
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's Robert Scott Bell.
Here I come to save the day.
Hi, Robert Scott Bell for the Doc of Detox here. How would it feel to not only be the wisest but the healthiest person in the room? What would it look like to no longer live in fear? How will it feel to truly be the healer of your body and the light that guides your family back to health? Well, now you can take back your power and get trained at the International Training Institute of Health. Go to itioh.com. Until we're trained correctly, we're going to suffer at the hands of those who think they know better. What would it feel like to never rely on the medical system ever again except for emergencies? How much more suffering, time, and money do you need to spend on treatments? It's time to get trained. Go to itioh.com. 35 years in the trenches has taught Dr. Daryl Wolf that no matter how good the treatment is, treatments are temporary at best, unless you take back your power and claim your universal right to self-healing. Thanks to Dr. Wolf, you can now go to docofdetox.com and itioh.com to take back your power and heal. Go there now, itioh.com.
We have a great story from someone who's helped themselves to heal by using the botanical known as Carnivora. And we have a guest right now. Her name is Joni Nichols. This is quite a story.
Yes, it is. And, Robert, I was a mess. I had numerous infections. My hair was falling out all over the furniture. Mm-hmm. One of the scariest things was that my legs were swelling up out of control. It came to a head. Within 24 hours, I had gone into a coma.
Holy tamale.
Mom and Dad decided to get me carnivore as a six-week program. Within 2 weeks, Robert, the first thing I noticed was that I felt better waking up. Then I noticed that my hair wasn't all over the furniture. I'm, like, all excited.
And she credits all of it to her Carnivora protocol.
This is Richard Ostro, owner for Carnivora Research International. Call 1-866-836-8735. That's 1-866-836-8735. Or visit carnivora.com, C-A-R-N-I-V-O-R-A.com. Call now.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
All right, what a blast. What a celebration here. Vitality Beast. In fact, we'll be celebrating all week. It's just party time. We're alive and loving it. And vitamin L flowing as well with my good friend Casey Krejci here. Nice to see you, my friend. Thank
Great
you.
To see you too.
Thank you for the living fuel gifts. I mean, the gift of healing is the gift of food, the gift of living food. I appreciate you so much. Your family, absolutely amazing.
Same just too, brother.
Bright light. So, Morgan. Of course,
yes,
so great to have you on. I mean, anytime we can get together and actually do the show together in person, it's a blast. We're having fun.
Somebody's got to bring down the age bracket around here now.
Absolutely. All, thank you. There we go. More ageism jokes. I'm loving it. I'm the recipient of that.
All in love.
Yes. And of course, our Detox of Friday opening has been fun with Super Don. We've enjoyed Morgan, haven't we?
Absolutely. As you say, we need somebody to try and balance out the just sheer raw masculinity between the two of us. So
that's right.
It's a tough job, I'm telling you.
I'm sure it's a challenge. Yes.
It's great. And Connie Rogers, we appreciate you last hour for being with us, and she's here enjoying the lovely, delicious living fuel that we have from food, of course, at Vitality Bistro. Another green I want to end on today, we talk about this, is cannabis. Of course, it's been marginalized, ridiculed, made illegal. Now, granted, we don't want to endorse people recreationally just blitzing out from life. That's not the point of it. But the point is this plant, we've been lied to about it. Again, Ty Boulder and I wrote about it in Unlock the Power to Heal. 25,001 uses, and maybe only one of them is smoking it. And there's so much that this plant can do nutritionally, commercially, in terms of textiles, fuel, and all of that. You can talk about another superfood as well. So as more people realize this and kind of roll back this idea that God screwed up on that plant, we have funny stories from even the judges' chairs. Up in is this out of Canada, Superdon? This is a Canadian story, I think.
Quebec,
Canada, yeah. This judge, Pierre Chevalier, he was basically a guy before him in the court, had the crime of growing 30 cannabis plants at his home. And the judge says, this is ridiculous. You're not a criminal, but I got to fine you because the law says I have to. So he fined him $1.30. Canadian. That's like almost a U.S. $1.
Right.
That's great.
I mean,
save on the conversions there.
Somehow, like you said, and yet there's another story that says medical marijuana, as they're calling it. I just don't like to use the term marijuana because it's slang, but cannabis is effectively treating MS patients.
Mm.
We talked about neuroprotective, neuroregenerative benefit.
Mm-hmm.
We've talked about the use of CBD, cannabidiol, which is non-psychoactive. It doesn't make you high, and it has incredible effects for kids with cancer, kids with gastrointestinal issues, seizure disorders.
How do they take this? Is that supplement form?
Yeah, as a oil. Oil, and some you can actually take in some kind of capsule form, but an oil. And like I said, it doesn't make you high. So the point is, there are many medicines in the natural world. Some have been vilified, not because they were really evil or bad, but because the pharmaceutical industrial complex thought they were competition. That's what it's coming to.
Well,
we're learning.
Right. That's the way they feel about the whole supplement industry.
Don't they? Yeah. Yeah. I mean, we're dealing with that. So.
I was going to ask you about the CBD, the cannabis oil, since it doesn't have the
THC?
Correct.
Yeah.
So does it have the same regenerative properties, or is it really just for kind of treating pain and discomfort?
CBD seems to have very specific neuroprotective and neuroregenerative components, even in absence of THC.
Okay.
So it is it's a valid form of a supplement that you could take. Again, it's not illegal and won't get you high.
Mm-hmm.
So
excellent.
It'll relax you, so you won't need benzodiazepine, right?
So you won't be overdosing on Zofran.
Yeah, we talked about that last hour as well, the overdosing. I'm thinking, you know, if you want to talk what's evil, how about addicting people and killing them with pharmaceutical drugs? Where's the context, right?
Well, I've read so many articles in Finance News recently about the battle of these different industries, and not only are the drug companies concerned about the legalization of marijuana eating into their profit margins, but beer companies, we covered a few weeks ago, are also concerned about that. So, unfortunately, from a monetary perspective, everyone is kind of teaming up against seeing the dynamics of the economy change in this way, right?
They said people, like at the tailgate parties at the Denver Broncos football stadium, people aren't getting drunk and having fights anymore. Right? That used to be a big thing.
You're
you get angry because alcohol can make you just lose control.
So marijuana doesn't do that?
No, they're all just mellow. Right? Nobody's getting into fights anymore.
What a happier place to be.
But then again, Anheuser-Busch is upset. They're not selling enough beer.
But the potato chip people might sell
I'm hoping it's non-GMO potatoes. Oh, my God. Hey, thank you all for being here for a very special pre-birthday celebration. I'm not there yet, so don't count me out.
Happy birthday, brother.
Thank you so much.
Happy birthday.
Lots of love around. Vitamin L, thank you. We'll be back tomorrow with more broadcast healing with Dr. Bitar. In the meantime, tell your friends, as I'm telling you, it's a God's honest truth. The power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Did you know that I have not been to the doctor to treat an illness in over a decade? Do you want to know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, and after writing several books and spending thousands of hours researching natural alternatives, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sicknesses. So, how do I keep myself and family from getting sick? It's from the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, like barley and flax oil, green tea extract, and Transfer Point's beta-1-3D glucan. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point beta-glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to stay big on these all-natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive Ty Bollinger discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray,
has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy, for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price can vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all...